The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, beginning with the 9th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, and if you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I've called you friends, because I've made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. So what the Father will give you, whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. First, a question for the seniors. Your mission, if you so choose to accept it, is to go and bear fruit that's going to last. You got it? Well, unfortunately, that goes beyond them. That goes to you, too. Your mission, if you so choose to accept it, and guess what? You have no choice in the matter, is to go and bear fruit that will last. That is a command that we hear today. Go. 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 I don't know about you, but that's a daunting task. A daunting task to go. To go might be easy, but to bear fruit that will last, well, I'm no green thumb. I'm not very good at making fruit last. Apparently there's a raspberry bush somewhere in the back of the parsonage. I don't see any raspberries ever, so clearly I don't know what I'm doing. I can't bear that fruit. I could do strawberries. Those keep growing. But we're being called to go. Bear fruit that's going to last forever. It's a daunting task, and unfortunately, because it's so daunting to us sometimes, it can seem hard. Not only hard, but scary. We might be scared about what's coming next. Many of us don't really like change. Many of us don't like to think about the future, perhaps because it's unknown. Even the disciples, this put this in perspective, don't really like change. This part of the gospel is from something called the Farewell Discourse. It's right before Jesus heads to the garden, before the crucifixion. It's his last farewell address, really. And a little before this section, we hear Peter doesn't want to let go, doesn't want things to change. Jesus says, where I'm going, you can't follow. Peter says, I sure can. But no, Jesus tells him he'll desert him too and deny him three times. Maybe that's where any of you are at today. Maybe that's where the seniors are at as they think a little forward. Maybe if you happen to be a Waldorf graduate from yesterday, that's where you're at. Maybe you've been there before in your life. That question of what's next? What's coming? Change still happens, whether we're ready or not. We're called and sent in many different ways. We heard that in the children's sermon. We heard that from Colin and Jenny. We hear that as our seniors head out. We hear that in your own lives. That change comes, whether we're ready or not. That call still comes. Go. And just like parents sending you from home or wherever you're off to, maybe it's to college, maybe it's a job, maybe you remember when your parents finally sent you out, Jesus calls us to, sends us forth, all of us. Go and bear fruit that will last. What about that unknown, though, about being called or sent? What if we fail? What if we don't know where we're called? What about if we don't understand this command? What if we don't know how to bear fruit that'll last? What if we fall short? What if we don't know? Even though that command sounds daunting, there is some good news in today's gospel. Hear this sentence from Jesus. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Or from Acts, where it says, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even to the Gentiles. Even to you, even to me. And it reminds me, this worry of what next? How can I know? What do I know? What if that's not enough to know that Christ chose me and I didn't choose him? What other things are there? While I went back and looked at some of our seniors' confirmation verses for some help here, Wyatt might remember his verse from Deuteronomy 1:31, which says, in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as one carries a child, all the way to that you traveled until you reached this place. We hear that image of God carrying us, picking us up, sending us out and going. Or what about from Tony from Philippians, which says, and this is a good thing to hear too from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Some of those verses probably sound familiar to you guys. They probably sound familiar to you. Christ carrying us, Christ sending us, and we can do all things. We can go, we can do this with God. Whether you're called, sent, maybe it's part of the library and helping us grow and helping us to learn, helping us to read, helping to get the scriptures in our hands in different ways. Whether it's like Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, who are sent as missionaries to lead others in the young, I forgot the acronym, YAGM, I think, YAGM. Whether you're farmers, whether you're plumbers, whatever you do, teachers, whether you're always on the go, whether you're pastors, whatever you are, graduates of, soon-to-be graduates of Forest City, graduates of Waldorf, wherever you're called and sent, go and bear fruit. But there's one other verse from our seniors that I want you to hear, and it comes from Matt's verse, from Romans 12:2. Go, and remember these words too. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern that what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Christ goes with you. Christ goes with you always as you go, as you're sent. Wherever you are in life, whether you're a newborn, whether you're in elementary school, high school, about to graduate, getting your first job, in college, finishing college, going to grad school, finishing grad school, whatever it's you're doing, been working for years, finally retiring, nearing the end, wherever it is, Christ is with you in that go command. And as we hear those words, go and bear fruit, that will last. There are some words that if you were at the Waldorf Baccalaureate yesterday from Pastor Steve Smith, that'll ring in your ear too. And they rang in my ear when I heard some of these. And these are his words. Our world needs you. Seek the common ground. Seek understanding. Make this world better. And know this always. This is true always. The God of peace is with you. That's how he ended yesterday. The God of peace is with you. It might seem daunting to go wherever you are in life, especially starting something brand new. But remember these words that the kids sing. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. And if that's not enough, these words from the hymn we're about to sing. Christ is risen, earth and heaven nevermore shall be the same. God, the first and the last, is with us, all of us, forever and always. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for calling me, for calling you, for calling our seniors, for calling everyone to go. Wherever that is leading you, Go and know that God is with you. The God of peace is with you. Go. Thank you for calling us, choosing us. Now go with that wonderful news and promise that Christ is with you, even when it seems the most daunting. Amen.